soku izika disendaba ku VOA Njebele.
Amachono zisoko, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Sibonge u Blessing Zulu ngokusipha indaba ngolimi lwesishona. Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngolesibili mhla ka 12 kuMabasa 2023. Ningathi ngolesithathu mhla ka 12 kuMabasa 2023 ngugeyino kumete Saidi endabeni zethu namhla.
Intsha ayishiya ngelezidakamizwa zokudakaza. Badinge ezinye indlela zokuzibazisa.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ungene umhlangano omkhulu wabatsha namhla lapho bekulabantu abaningi abathi akumelanga abatsha basebenzise izidakamizwa.
Libito laleli bandla kuthiwa yi-SADC Electoral Advisory Council. Leli bandla leli likaSADC ngilo leleluleka SADC ukuthi ngisabe ntonke efasene nelukhetho kulama member states.
Abakunhlanganiso ye-Southern African Development Community bakwele Zimbabwe. Bakwele Zimbabwe lapho abahlolisisa amalungiselelo okhetho olukhulu oluza kwenziwa eZimbabwe lonyaka.
Siwazwile ama-argument alezi sindo zihlangothi zonke. Thina njengeZimbabwe community lokho sisaqhubeka sithi thina vele lolu daba lwayenziwa as a political decision, vele lufuna ukuxazululwa as a political decision.
Abadabuka eZimbabwe abalama Zimbabwe exemption permits bathi balandela kakhulu okwethulwa emthethwandaba ngodaba lwamaphephala. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uthi abatsha akumelanga basebenzise izidakamizwa ngoba zibisela muva impilo yabo njalo zibhidliza ilizwe. Kubika intatheli zindaba yeStudio 7 uEzra Chisasvanda.
Umnangagwa wethula amazwi la namhla koBulawayo lapha angene khona umhlangano oqoqwe ngabenhlanganiso yeVision 2030 Movement ngaphansi kwesihloko esithi Creating a Young People-Led Economy by 2030 through Fighting Drug and Substance Abuse. Umnangagwa utshele abatsha laba ukuthi uhulumende wakhe wenza imizamo yonke yokumisa ukusetshenziswa kwezidakamizwa ngabasakhulayo ngokubopha bonke abathengisa nokuthatha izidakamizwa. Umnangagwa uthe abasakhulayo kumele bananzelele ukuthi bazinkokheli zakusasa.
Lizinkokheli zakusasa and nani kusasa lizaba ngabake abazinkokheli. Lingakuthathi kancane lokho. Iqiniso lempilo indikimba yenu yalomhlangano yokuthi ukwakha inotho entsha yelizwe ekhokhelwa ngabatsha ngo-2030 ngokulwisana lezidakamizwa siyayamukela ngenxa yomumo okhona.
Kusenjalo umculo koBulawayo uSandro Ndebele omunye ophatheke kuhlelo lwabatsha lwe-Vision 2030 Movement le-Women for ED uthi usengene kwezombusazi okwenzela ukuncedisa abasakhulayo. Bekunabantwana abaningi bezikolo zama-secondary schools akoBulawayo emhlanganweni lo. Mnumzana Leroy Moyo ngumbalisi osakhulayo weMakhwekhwe secondary school.
Ama-drugs awa-affect kuphela esikolo, ase-affecta yonke i-community. Abantwana abaningi vele ama-drugs sebatshayisa. So bekulithuba elihle nje ukuthi abantwana bethi ukulungiswa ngendaba lezi zama-drugs abuse.
Amazwi kamoya agcizelelwa ngumbalisi uMandlovu.
Mina ukuthi abantwana bathi kuzafika sibatshele khona ukuba esifundela ukuthi ama-drugs kawalunganga. Isifiso sami ukuthi ngabe bona laba bema-drugs campaign babuya esikolo kwenza ukuthi kufunde isikolo sonke. Because as we speak, I guess it's not 25, sithiye something like 1,000 students ngale ababe bengafundanga. So siyafisa ukuthi ngabe babuya bafundise isikolo sonke.
Kulabanye abamele inhlanganiso ezijeni yakade besebenzisa embuthanweni lo. omunye wabo umnumzana Bethemba Ngwenya weZimbabwe National AIDS Council. Ungwenya ukhuthaza abantu ukuba baziphathe kuhle ukuze bangabanjwa ligciwane leHIV AIDS.
Intsha ayishiyane nezidakamizwa zokudakaza, badinge ezinye indlela zokuzibazisa, kungaba ngamasipoti, kube imisebenzi yezandla, but sizame ngazo zonke indlela ukubakhuthaza ukuthi bashiye ukudakaza. Njalo inkuthazo yami iye ebadaleni futhi abadala asinazindeleni ukuthi asiphi abantwana imali mahlayana abangakwaziyo ukuthi bayise ngayo, ngoba imali naleyinye i-pocket money igcina kubaningi kakhulu, abantwana begcine be-experimente ezintweni ezidakayo.
Udubo lwezidakamizwa lusabalele ilizwe lonke kwele Zimbabwe. Lanxa umnangagwa umnyaka ophelile wasungula umkhankaso wokulwisana nomkhuba omubi lo wokusetshenziswa nokuthengiswa kwezidakamizwa, owe-National Anti-Drug and Substance Abuse Campaign, ukuvimba kwakuthathwa kwezidakamizwa ngabasakhulayo kukhanya ukuchaya idola ngempama, ngoba inani labathatha izidakamizwa liyakhuphuka eZimbabwe. Hima leStudio 7 kobulawayo, ikhamera muEzra Jesus Banda.
Abakuhlangothi lwenhlanganiso ye-Southern African Development Community ababona ngokucebisa iSADC ngokuchiyeneyo bakwele Zimbabwe, lapho abahlolisisa khona indlela okulungiselelwa ngayo ukhetho olukhulu oluzayo. Umlondolozi Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Kula leli likhokhelwa ngumahluleli uTitjeme Dlamini owakwele Swaziland, ekhuluma lelalela izindaba eHarare uDlamini okhokhela iqula leSADC Advisory Council uthi bazaxoxisana lamabandla ezombusazwe lenhlanganiso ezishiyeneyo ngezokhetho.
Lokuthi thina silamalunga libandla lelikaSADC, kulamabandla abandla lamaningi lakaSADC, libito laleli bandla kuthiwa yi-SADC Electoral Advisory Council. Lelibandla leli likaSADC ngilo lelelulekaSADC etindabeni tonke eziphathene nelukhetho kulama member states. Lebe sikuteleke lapha kubitwa ngesilumbi ukuthi i-Pre-Election Assessment Mission, usho ukuthi kutohlola ukuthi kulolu khetho lesiyakilo ingabe lelive lilungele ukuthi liqhubeke libambe lolu khetho.
Ugcizelele sithi ukuza kwabo kuleli kuzancedisa ukuba veze ukuba imithetho eselizweni iyahambelana na le mithetho esetshenziswa ngabeSADC.
Selilungele, lilungele kangakanani ukuthi litobamba lolu khetho lesiyakile? Inhloso yalokhu nje kwasho ukuthi awu, esiSADC singumndeni, sisuke senikakho ukuthola ukuthi likhona intinzawo lapho lalelive litazongase libanjiswe khona ukuze liyokhona kusiliqhubele, so that ekugcineni kwakhona sitoba nerithi ngibona ukuthi awu, ukusika kwayo kude nesizwe leminingana kuyafunyelwa lapho.
Emhlanganweni ababelawo namuhla lintathela izindaba abeSADC laba babuzisise ngokukhangelelwe ngabaphathi bezindaba. Enye intathela izindaba esebenza izimele uGracious Sibanda utshelele umhlangano ukuba intathela izindaba eZimbabwe kazikhululekanga ngesikhathi sokhetho.
Sefithi yethu okwamanje njengentathela izindaba ayimanga kahle, ngoba njengoba libonile lapha emhlanganweni ukuthi intathela eziningi bezikhuluma ngendaba yokwesaba ukulanda imihlangano yepolitiki, ngoba kusuka kube nzima ukuthi ma uyintatheli uzivele.
Lokho kugcizelelwe zintatheli izindaba eziningi ezingene umhlangano lo. Umnumzana Mabutho Moyo okubandla leZANU-PF uthi abantu beZimbabwe bayabona ukuthi uhulumende weZANU-PF uhulumende ofisa ukuthi bethuthuke emhlabathini lowo abawulwela kanzima asebe ubambe ngezabo izandla. So hayi, asethuki. Okubandla liphikisayo umnumzana Felix Mafalaye uthi
sibona amanye ama-journalist e-ZBC le-State Media sebe sima kuma-primaries e-ZANU-PF. Lokho kutshengisa ukuthi they are unprofessional, abame lokho kwenza ukuthi abantu babahloniphe.
Umnumzana Desire Chuma, ingcweti kwezombusazwe ezimele uthi kulutshwane okungenziwa inhlanganiso yeSADC ukuguqula indlela ukhetho olwenziwa ngayo kwele Zimbabwe.
ISADC kade yayenza ama-elections lawa, ibuyiza monitor ama-elections lapha eZimbabwe, but akula inguquko eyayingenzakala. Of course they have engaged the media and they are going to engage other stakeholders, but they have been doing that for quite a long time.
Iqula leli elikhokhelwa nguDlamini lamalunga agoqela unkosikazi noThemba Chubuyeja, umnumzana Makabole Mafiri osebenzela iSADC, lo mnumzana Elijah Munyuki. ukusasa lizahlangana lebandla lezanpf lababandla aphikisayo ukuthi lingaceda ukuzwa imibono yabantu libe selisipha iqula le-SADC organ on defense and politics yona eza kutsho ukuba bazabe bekhona kuqhutshwa ukhetho olukhulu lwenyaka eZimbabwe. Ngimele iThuthu 7 News eHarare, ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
Abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala kwele South Africa bathi balandela kakhulu udaba oluphanyekwe emthethwandaba yenhlanganiso ye-Helen Suzman Foundation olumayelana lama-Zimbabwe exemption permits azamiswa ukusebenza ngohlangula lonyaka. Bathi kukhanya zindala zombili emthethwandaba ngoba kuzwakala angani amagqwetha enhlanganiso le lakahulumende ehlukene kakhulu kumbono emayelana lamaphepha la aphiwa abantu abafika phose inkulungwane ezingamakhulu amabili, 178,000. Abalamaphepha la batshelwa nguhulumende wakwele South Africa ukuba badinge amaphepha amatsha kungakapheli unhlangula lonyaka. Kodwa abaningi bathi abakaphendulwa nguhulumende. Ukuze sihlaziye udaba lolu, uGibbs Dube weStudio 7 uxoxe lomnumzana Bongani Mkhwananzi, isikhulumeli senhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa.
Siwazwile ama-argument lezi zinto nhlangothi zonke. Thina njengeZimbabwe community lokho sisaqhubeka sithi thina vele lolu daba lwayenziwa as a political decision, vele lufuna ukuxazululwa as a political decision more than a legal decision. Kodwa-ke asikuvimbi thina ukuthi kulandwe nge-legal angle ngenxa yokuthi abanye bavele mbono enjalo, kodwa sisakholwa ukuthi gesture of goodwill eyalethwa nguhulumende nathi sizayi-approacha njalo, but in the legal fraternity yeke laba benze lawo ma-argument. Saqhubeka sikhuthaza abantu bakithi ukuthi kabaphangise ba-aplayele ama-waiver ukuze bathole uku-exemptwa from certain requirements, ukuthi ba-aplayele ama-permit ba-migrate, because from our engagements nama-departments nama-stakeholders iziphathamandla lokho kuyiyo indlela enganceda kakhulu ukuthi abantu bangene ku-mainstream permit, ngoba inayo i-special permit inama-restrictions. Esikukhalelayo kodwa uhulumende we-South Africa yikuthi akunanzelele ukuthi okwenza abantu baze baye e-court yikuthi kunzima uku-migrate from i-special permit usiya ku-mainstream permit. Imigomo eminingi abantu abakwazi ukwenelisa ukungena kulawo ma-mainstream permit, and ukuthi akukho easy. And namanje nje noma apply ama waivers lawa sinanzelela ukuthi le website yakhona is hanging this poorly. Ama dates okufaka lawo ukusubmit ama documents lawo for asking for a waiver difficult. So ngafisa mpela ukuthi ngabe kuyalungiswa lokho.
Ubona ngazani wena ngokulalela kwakho kunoko okukhulunywa emthethwandaba, ubona ngani kuya ngapi?
Kunzima ukukhuluma isiphetho senkulumo enkantolo ikakhuluma isase-in progress, kodwa-ke whether kuba in favor of i-government or in favor of ama-ZTP holders, i-bottom line yikuthi nayo i-special permit inama-restrictions thize avele acindezelayo, kodwa kumele sikunanzelele ukuthi okwenza abantu baze bayecourt yi-certain decision after a precedence of ukunikwa ama-permit abantu sebegxilile impilo zabo la bese kuthiwa hhayi pack and go, umuntu sendala engasazazi ukuthi uzokhondapha yenzeni. So noma singazi ukuthi izophetha kanjani i-court case, whichever way sisakhuthaza abantu ukuthi apply for those waivers.
Sizathi kolubo labo abafaka incwadi ezama-waiver lokunye okuthiyeneyo bayaphendulwa yini Mkhwananzi, kumbe yikuzenzela nje ukuthi bengenza?
Sebebathathu abaphiwe ama-waivers abezekini impela banjengisda bawatholile ama-waivers. Ngine-practical example zabantu abayi-3 aba-aplaye very recently baphiwa. So kunginika ithemba lokhu, nakhona nje abantu bebaningi okumele kukhangelwe i-cases zabo. Thina esingakufisa sikucele kuhulumende ukuthi abancedise abantu ngama-waivers la ukwenza ukuthi ba-migrate to ama-mainstream permit.
Umnumzana Bongani Mkhwananzi, yisikhulumeli senhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa. Sixoxelaye eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa. Umongameli weMelika umnumzana Joseph Biden ukwele Ireland lapho akhangelelwe ukuba uzaphatheka ekunanzeni kweminyaka engamachumi amabili lanhlanu 25 years yesivumelwano seGood Friday. Lesi sivumelwano sokulondoloza ukuthula salotshwa phakathi kwenhlanganiso zombangazwe ezimbalwa ngomnyaka ka-1998 ngemva kweminyaka eminingi kuxatshanwa kulelo lizwe ngodaba lokubambanisa ilizwe leli leBrithani okwakufunwa yingxenye yesizwe eyinye ingakufuni. UBiden namhla wenze umhlangano oqakathekileyo lomkhokheli wakweleBrithani umnumzana Rishi Sunak. Ukuzwa okuningi ngalolu daba sixoxe lomnumzana Darlington Dube odabuka eZimbabwe ohlala kwele Ireland.
UJoe Biden ufike lapha e-Ireland enhlokodolobha ye-Ireland okuyiDublin wabonana nesiphathamandla zalapha. Ma ekhuluma yena ngowakhumlomo uthi uzokwakha ubudlelwane lezwe lase-Ireland. Simbone efika lapha e-Dublin endlulela ezweni lase-Northern Ireland. Wafika khona enhlokodolobha yase-Northern Ireland okuyiBelfast. Lapho ofike khona wathi ufisa ukuthi ahlangane lenhlangano zonke zezimbusazwe zepolitiki zase-Northern Ireland. Sizokhumbula ukuthi ngo-1998 owayengumongameli wase-United States of America uBill Clinton nguye owakrekha ilokungala isivumelwano bese sibizwa nge-Good Friday esiyiso esayenza kwaba lokuthula phakathi kwezwe lase-Ireland e-Northern Ireland lapho abantu ababesilwa abanye befisa ukuba yingxenye United Kingdom okwakungama colonizers abanye besithi cha bafuna ukuzimela. Ngakho-ke umnumzana uBill Clinton unguye owafikelela esivumelwaneni sokuthula kelo Prime Minister owakudala umnumzana uTony Blair bagcina sebevumelene nohulumeni wase-Ireland ukuthi izwe lase-Northern Ireland lingazimela kodwa lisale lihlangene le-Ireland lingehlukani kodwa lizimele. Ngakho uthola namhlanje ukuthi phakathi kwe-Northern Ireland le-Ireland akulangxele.
Kubikwa inkaba ka-Joe Biden ikhona ngapho njalo kwele Ireland liqiniso na?
Umnumzana uJoe Biden sizokhumbula ukuthi singathi uyisizalwane sakuleli lizwe ngoba abazali bakhe bazalwa lapha e-Ireland. Lokho kumenza azizwe esekhaya ngoba inkaba yakhe kukhanya ikhonapha kwele Ireland.
Wamukelwe njani uBiden izizalwane ze-Ireland?
Izizalwane zase-Ireland singathi zilama-mixed emotion. Kukhona abamthokozelayo, kukhona abangamthokozelayo. Abanye bafila sengathi i-United States yathengisa ngabo kwi-United Kingdom okwakuyibo ababe ngama-colonizers abo. Abanye bayajabulela ukuthi kube lobudlelwane lezwe elifana le-United States of America. Abanye bajabulela ukuthi labo abayibona abasebethu ukuthi babe yingxenye ye-United Kingdom bamjabulela kakhulu.
Umnumzana Darlington Dube isizalwane seZimbabwe esixoxelayo ese-Ireland. Singakangeni kusigaba esilandelayo sike sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Ele Ukraine lithi ibutho lakwele Russia lifana xathu lamalecatha e-Islamic State. Lethule lokhu kulandela ukuphume kuvideo eveze ibutho lakwele Russia liquma owakwele Ukraine ngengqamu. Lokhu kwakusenziwa ngamalwecatsha e-ISIS. Umbiko lo siwuzwa ngabezindaba abe-Reuters. Amapholisa akwele Netherlands namhla abophe umuntu othethise umongameli Emmanuel Macron wakwele France. UMacron wethekelela kwele Netherlands. Abe Associated Press babika ukuba umongameli Lazarus Chakwera usekhulule uLandu Musa owayengumphathintambo wendaba zekhaya owatholakala elecala lokwenza ubukhohlakali ekuhulumende. Ukhululwe ngekhefu lePhasika. Kuhlandla lezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe, namhla sixoxa lentatheli izindaba eyake yasebenzela umsakazo we-ZBC esisebenza kwele South Africa uNqobizitha Mkandla, oselobe ugwalo olulesihloko esithi The Modern Miracle, Thoughts That Make Golden Sense. Umkandla wake wasebenzela njalo iphephandaba le The Weekend and Business Tribune. Kanti wayengusomabhizimusi odumileyo kobulawayo elesitolo esithengisa impahla ezazibizwa ngokuthi Stone Urban Gear. Umkandla uyisikhulumeli njalo esethula amazwi akhuthaza uZulu i-motivational speaker. Untungamile Inkomo weStudio 7 ubuze umkandla ukuthi ugwalo lwakhe lolu lumayelana lani kahle kahle.
Likhuluma ngokuthi wena ungumuntu yini ongakwenza ukuthi uphumelele and ungakwenza njani? Yiziphi izinto onazo? Ngoba ngikholelwa ukuthini umuntu wonke ulazo ngaphakathi. Yiziphi into olazo ngaphakathi ongazisebenzisa ukuthi uphumelele? And into eyisiqoqela empilweni yomuntu ingqondo yakhe. Ungakwazi ukusebenzisa imkhumbulo yakho noma kanjani. Izinto ziyohambela kahle yabo uzophumelela, uzokwazi uwenza zonke izinto zokuhambele kahle. Ngakho leli bhuku lilezi qha ezimbili, ama parts, kuno part A no part B. Nje bese kusiba nama chapters, ama chapters la ngibona awu 15. Kune intro bese kusithi i chapter laqala li intro likhuluma ngama thoughts. Bese kusithi i chapter lesibili ngu the power of love, bese kusiza u the power of beauty. Besukusiza the power of curiosity / enthusiasm. Besukusiza the power of burning desire. The power of creative imagination. The power of the will or willpower. Sikala ngokuthi you had already started to think even before you were born. Lapha nje sikhuluma ukucisha kube science.
Kahle kahle Mkandla, ungathi ufuqwe yini, kuyini okwenze waloba lolu kwalo?
Mfowethu, lolu fuqufuqu logqozi lokuthi ngilibhale lolu kwalo lubuya nje ehambeni lwempilo yami engubonile, engihlangane nakho, engufundile, engutholile, mhlambe lalokho engingakutholanga. So kungiphe lona ulwazi nokukhalipha, and then ngase ngithi uyazi ngiyafisa ukuthi nami lokho engifundile ngikwabele laba abanye mhlawumbe ongathola ukuthi basebumnyameni, ngoba ngikholelwa khona ukuthi ngiyuthisha, ngiyakwazi ukufundisa isiphiwo engisitholile leso. Isiphiwo engilaso vele ngizelwe nginakho egazini ukuthi hayi cha, ngiyakwazi ukufundisa. So ngase ngale mfundiso engiyitholile ngiyayibona ukuthi ingaphezulu, and kuyabe kuliphutha ukuthi ngingayithathi le mfundiso ngiyabele abanye. Ngase ngithi hayi, ngizoyaba kanjani, ngizobabela kanjani abanye, ngengasakaza, ngengaloba emaphephandaba. Ngase ngithi hayi, uyabona-ke lolu lwazi lokwenza lezi zinto ithi ngiluse ngaphambili. Ngase ngithi ithi-ke ngiqalele lolu kwalo, ngiyazi ukuthi luzovula ezinye izinto. Njengamanje luvulile, zikhona ama YouTube channel esenginayo la okuthiwa yi I am wealthy, nayo nje izelwe iyona le process yokulibhala lolu kwalo. So yikho engathi yikho kwangifuqa or okwangipha umdlandla ukuthi ngilibhale lolu kwalo.
Abangathanda ukuthenga lolu kwalo baluthola ngapi, luthengiswa ngapi?
Olufunayo lolu kwalo, The Modern Miracle, Thoughts That Make Golden Sense, lilotshwe yimina uNqobisi Zamkandla. Angaya nje noma kuyiphi ibookstore aye babuza ukuthi angalithola na. Mali ngekho, asho yena, and then bazolu order. Bal order kuphi? Ikhona iwebsite yalo lolu kwalo okuthiwa www.themodernmiracle.online. Yona iwebsite enayo yonke imininingwane, enazo zonke ama details wami, kwalayo email address uyayithola lapha, www.themodernmiracle.online. kulapho ke athola khona kwala ama link awa ama online stores. Ama online stores likhona, liyatholakala ku Amazon, liyatholakala ku platform okuthiwa i Draft to Digital. I Draft to Digital inama online stores awu 13. Ngikhuluma ngabo abo Apple iStore ikhona ku Draft to Digital. So uma usebenzisa any gadget ye Apple, ya ka Apple, i iPhone, i iPad, uyakwazi ukuthi uli order lapha online. as e-book. Zikhona ezinye izitolo ongakwazi ukuthi uli-order and then bazokuthumela i-printed version. So Draft Digital, Amazon, especially for ama-international lawa angaphandle, kakhulu ngaphandle kwase-Africa, balithola lapho lolu gwalo. Bese kusithi e-South Africa lapha kune-Take a Lot. Kuyangena nje u-Take a Lot ukuthi ngifuna ugwalo okuthiwa yi-The Modern Miracle, noma uthi ngifuna ugwalo olotshwe ngoNqobisi Thamkandla.
Unqobisi Thamkandla intatheli izindaba yeZimbabwe esebenza kwele South Africa esilobe ugwalo lesihloko esithi The Modern Miracle, Thoughts That Make Golden Sense. Ubexoxa lo Ntungameli Inkomo weStudio 7. Uzulu eZimbabwe ukhonona ngeholo kanye lokukhuphuka kwentengo yemali kwamanye amazwe ezitolo lomkambo omnyama. Abantu abaningi bahola idola leZimbabwe loba impahla etshiyeneyo ithengiswa ngamadola eMelika. Bathi bathwele nzima ngokuntshintsha imali yelizwe besenzela ukuthenga ukudla lokunye okuthengiswa ngamadola eMelika. Ubathabile Masuku usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Intengo yempahla efunwa nguZulu nsuku zonke iqhubekela phambili ikhuphuka, ikakhulu uma umuntu esebenzisa idola leZimbabwe. Unkosikazi Pretty Mpofu othengisa emkambo uthi ukukhuphuka kwentengo yedola leMelika sekusenza labo bengasafuni ukuthatha imali yakuleli nxa bethengisa.
Kunzima ukuthengisa kulezi nsuku ngenxa yokuthi ungaze ufuna ukuthengisa ngale imali yakithi esithi ibond kumbe iRTGS. Kusuka kube nzima ngoba esikhathini ezinxa ufuna ukuyahoda ama suppliers amanengi abe funa foreign currency. Okungangokuthi nxa ungathengisa ulutho lakho namuhla ulale uluthengise ngeRTGS, kusasa ususithi uyadinga imali emkambo omnyama esingathi black market, kuba nzima ukuthi uyithole imali yokoda ngoba ama rates angkhona akhwela every day every hour. So uforce ukuthi njengama traders lati sithengise ikakhulu sikhangele sifuna i-foreign currency okunjenge bond note sicile singasakuthathi.
Umnumzana Mqondisi Maphosa osebenzela uhulumende uthi bayaphoqeka ukuthi bathenge imali emkambo omnyama ukuze benelise ukuthenga lapho okungcono khona.
EZimbabwe sokuvele sisazi ukuthi singumhlambi kazalo sile, imali siyidinga ngazo zonke indlela. Nga usamukela imali yakuleli uyadinga indlela zonke zokuthi uyiguqule ibe imali yangaphandle kwelizwe. Masinyane usanda kuyamukela ingazi ihlangane lerethi eqansayo, ube susiyathenga ke emashopping la amancane ama-tuckshop agcwele yonke indawo, yikho lapho okungcono khona. Nga ufuna ukuthenga ngemali yakuleli uyathenga emagrosari amakhulu, lakho kunzima futhi ukuthi uthenge khonapho ngoba uyasho ukhangela intengo uthi uyaqathanisa laphandle uzabona ukuthi phandle kusala kungcono.
Umnumzana Anthony Majongosi, umgcinisihlalo weZimbabwe Nurses Association, uthi kulobu nzima ekuthengeni idola leMelika.
Kona futhi ukuthi bayasinika imali eyiningi yethu i-RTGS, imali lapha yeZimbabwe, kodwa ukuthenga izinto ezitolo kusebenziswa i-forex, basebenzisa ama-use. Kutsho ukuthi vele imali yethu ayisekwanisa ukuthi siyisebenzise ema-shops khonapho. Kodwa kuyayibangela futhi ukuthi umuntu angayithola i-salary yakhe agijime e-black market laba achintshe imali ukuthi ibe ama-user, akwanise ukuthi athenge okumbe abhadale ama-bills akhe. Yabangela ukuthi sisale singela imali endawo yokuthi i-black market vele iyadula ukuyitshintsha imali leyana.
Lokhu kusekelwe ngunkosikazi Nomsahadebe, isakhamuzi sakoBulawayo.
Kuyadanisa esikuthola ezitolo ngoba intengo zitshintsha phose malanga onke, ikakhulu nxa ukhangela intengo ye-RTGS lama-US dollar. Ukuthi siyethenga ama-US dollar emkambo kuyadula ngoba akula ntengo emileyo, umuntu lo muntu ulentengo yakhe. Okokuthi ngabe liyahle likhitshwe i-RTGS kusebenze eyangaphandle imali ngoba yiyo elesisindo.
Idola leMelika lithengwa ngamadola eZimbabwe ayinkulungwane lengxenye emkambo wensitha, i-1500 Zimbabwe dollars, kuthi ebhanga lithengiswa ngamadola ayisitshiyagalolunye, i-$949.82. Ngimele iStudio 7 koBulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Good Life Talk namhla sixoxa ngodaba lwamaZimbabwe exemption permits olwahlulelwa emthethwandaba wePretoria High Court. singakagqibi uhlelo lwanamhlanje sikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uthi akumelanga abatsha basebenzise izidakamizwa. Abakunhlanganiso ye Southern African Development Community bakwele Zimbabwe lapho abahlolisisa abalungiselelo okhetho olukhulu oluza kwenziwa eZimbabwe lonyaka. Sesilugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo yimi uGaino Gumede Saidi ngisithi lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murarabu.